Yo.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Check. Ladies and gentlemen. Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
We are the Uncelebs.
Uncelebs.
Oh, man. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is episode 79. I'm your host, Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This Stuffy Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
So, hey, how was everybody's week?
It was fine. Like, it kind of dragged, but it kind of didn't, because before I knew it, hey, it's Friday. So it was like, I saw my family last weekend and went to a potluck, which wasn't really a potluck because only one person cooked, but that was fine. It was fun. It was with coworkers, so it was fine. But yeah, it was okay.
Wait, it was a potluck at your job, you said?
No, it wasn't at my job.
Oh.
It was at my friend's house, who I also work with, but there was a lot of coworkers there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So your friend was the one who cooked?
Yes.
Wow.
But the food was good, though.
Because
I asked her, I'm like, because I guess she didn't expect that many people, so she was like, okay, I'm making this, this, and this. I bring liquor.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you know, you got a choice.
I would have took a couple more pieces of salmon, but you know.
No, yeah, they was good.
Yeah.
They was good.
Ziti.
I went, I stayed, and it was like, yo, what you do? Like, how'd you make them? I needs to know. But no, it was good. The chicken was good. Her rice was really good.
Steph wouldn't let me take a plate.
What?
My week was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
This work. Shout out to the Georgia drivers that, you know.
Oh, these drivers.
Shout out to the news reporter that reported the accident.
If you could,
you guys, just show the world that, hey, you know, I'm gonna make it out of this turning lane. Wish me luck. I'll call Celine on Barnes.
If you could give an estimate of like how many accidents you've seen so far.
Since you moved.
How many, like right off the bat?
That I've seen so far?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Wow, that's a big number.
That's like asking me how much leaves is on a tree.
A lot. It's a lot of leaves.
Happen a lot.
Wow. Okay.
It's like, let me put it this way. For me to say the number, I have to put my pinky up to my lips.
Yo.
Camera zoom.
1 million accidents.
Yo, there was 8 accidents today.
Wow.
Yo, it's not funny.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I don't mean to laugh.
It's
but.
Not funny, but like, yo.
They need to make it. The standard has to be down, higher for licenses.
Here, y'all gonna see? Y'all gonna be like, I'm so sorry. I mean, of course it's not funny, but
it's not funny.
Bro, let me just let you know this much. If it ever snows more than 3 inches, stay in the house.
Please.
Don't go nowhere. Don't work. Shovel snow. Yeah. People ain't gonna know what to do.
I don't know, but they out there on the street. On the phone with their dad.
He sound like fucking George Jetson's boss, Mr. Spacely.
Mr. Spacely. Wow.
All right, Sean or Dre, which was your week?
That was my week.
My week was cool. I started working at a different location. For the past maybe 2.5 weeks, I've been working pretty consistently, and you know, I might have word on another job, so a more permanent position. So that was most of my week. So yeah, that was tiring, and but it was evidently ever so rewarding as well. You know, it just great. work, you know, to be done and stuff. Yeah, hard drives, computers, monitors, the whole lot. So yeah, that was my week. Fun getting paid.
My week was pretty good. Last episode I was in Amsterdam. Yay. You know, nice, with my baby. But you know, I came back. Came back to work, just regular stuff, man. And just, you know, I just couldn't wait to get out of there, man.
Because you've been to Amsterdam.
Yeah. I'm still high. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still high, right? Now.
Did you bring anything back?
No.
I said that on my IG story. Somebody asked me, yo, did you bring back any weed? And I'm like, no, I didn't.
First of all, even if you did, the answer is no.
Going to be yeah, no. Like, no. Like,
what is wrong with you, right, people?
The CBD chain? Nah. Make me a permanent resident of, like, Amsterdam.
They gave me the key to the city.
Oh, that'd be great.
The key to Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have to, you know, get approval from the lady. Yeah, she got to get hers first.
Oh, my God.
When's it going to be my turn? Oh, man. But then, my week has been good. It's been, you know, pretty chill, you know. Feels good to be in a studio environment, you know, yes, today. So, yeah.
Sorry, Aunt.
Oh, no, yeah. Aunt is here. Aunt is here. Like, you're he's right here. Spirit. Yeah, yeah, he's. This is Aunt right here. This little phone.
He's literally kid being carried here.
All right. So before we get into the topic, right? Time to pay the bills. This episode is sponsored by Anchor. The number one app to stream your podcast and record through your mobile device just from a click of a button. Anchor app, number one. You know, you have podcasts like these, and just with a click of a button on your phone, man, and you can go to 6 different streaming platforms.
Immediately,
man. iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the more, man. So definitely download the Anchor app, and yeah.
Get started today.
All right.
All
right. I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't know what
the it's the table. So are we jumping?
Yep. Okay. So our topic today, for this episode, right, is do we necessarily in this new day and age, do we necessarily need cable anymore? And what I mean is, you know, like cable, you know, Bravo TV,
Cablevision,
you know,
Optimum,
Cartoon Network,
DirecTV,
Spectrum.
Why do you look like that? Shit service.
That shit is trash. That shit is
Files.
Trash. Files. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, think about it. Like, in this day and age, do we, you know, with all the streaming platforms, streaming services, is cable like obsolete now?
Damn near.
Yeah, it's close to it.
Damn near. And the only thing that I think keeps it alive is people being old school and, you know, like more and more people just selling their stuff to the cable companies, you know, as far as like exclusive shows, you know, like as long as Mr. Robot is still coming on AMC
USA.
First, excuse me, right? USA first. Mm-hmm. I'm going to always have USA or make sure I could get, you know, access to it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you made a good point, like with USA, but I know like they have like on demand and you know, like USA apps and stuff like that. So yeah, it's kind of like a balance. It's like, you know, you still got, you know, if you want to get first dibs on shows, then you get, okay, I get cable for everybody. But if you're just like, all right, I could just watch it anytime I want in my home, you got the app.
See, the benefits I see with both is, okay, if you just want to binge this shit and you're late to the boat, like, okay, let's say I'm, like, seasons behind on Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
And they're, like, in season 15. I stopped watching around season 10. they have everything, I think, from season 1 to 14. Uh-huh. So I would just binge that shit on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And then they're not going to have season 15. So it's either I watch it on cable television when it comes on. Uh-huh. Or I download the app, put in my cable information, and watch it that night. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
like DVR kind of thing.
Kind of, but yeah. Yeah, but it's on your app. Like, you take it's on the app and you take it with you. And
right. Just watch it on your smart TV on your phone. Yeah, that's true. I feel like maybe like the older generation and like... I think like most of you people watch cable only for like reality shows.
Like, I don't even watch reality shows.
Can't stand reality shows.
Like the season premiere of like Love and Hip Hop. It's like, oh shit.
On a reunion show.
You know?
The people I'm seeing the most not being able to give it up would be like my grandma.
Right.
Yeah. Old school.
Old school for a reason. Like, she doesn't watch... the only thing she watches on her tablet or that she all of a sudden knows how to do on her tablet is watch the soaps if they don't happen to come on TV that day.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. Like, anything else she wants to watch, she knows how to get to everything on the television. We got her an app for TV. She jumps between that and regular cable. We're like, well, why do you need regular cable? He was like, because this can go away at any moment. So it's like...
yeah. Like, that's an expensive insurance. Like,
but now my mom is like, okay, you want to keep cable? We can keep cable. We have the internet, the one box, and everything else is Fire Sticks. So, like, because now she just watches all of her shows on apps.
Right.
Like, okay. She's like, okay, I'm going to put it on the Lifetime app, watch my show here, watch my show here on the Fox app, watch my show here. And, like, it comes in handy because even when I have my HBO through Amazon Video. And now they have like three different apps. They have the regular one, they have Go, and I forgot what the other one is. But I signed up in them, my provider being Amazon, and I was able to watch it. Like when Game of Thrones was out,
yeah,
the day it premiered, I can watch it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Like, it's like, so I don't have to wait till I don't have to wait till that night and everything. And that's actually how Love Story does their like premiere nights.
Right.
So, like, they'll, like, okay, the show will come on at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They'll give, like, a little space. Mm-hmm. And then they'll play the show. Like, it's live, but, I mean, that's cool to me. Like,
yeah. Because I remember they was doing that with On Demand. Like, it was kind of like that transition. You know what I mean? Like, you had cable and you had On Demand. So, it's like, you maybe had to wait, like, 2 or 3 days if you missed it. And then it's like, oh, it's On Demand now. And you can... so yeah, now nah,
and then they sped up the on demand,
right? So it works, and it's always funny like trying to talk to like your grandma, your moms, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to tell them like, hey, you should probably try this instead of cable, and it's kind of like,
what are you doing?
No,
yo, if I could teach my father how to use YouTube, it would blow his mind.
Yeah,
like. He still asked me to burn him CDs and stuff.
Oh, so it's my God.
I'm like, Pops, I'm going to send it to you. Press the button.
Press the button.
You see the blue words in the text I sent you? Yeah, click that.
Oh, my God.
For the younger listeners, it was, you know, CD. Like, you put it in the, it's like a device. You put it in the burner.
How young are we talking?
But a burner. A burner does 19? Not actually burn the CD. Fire is not involved at all.
Oh, yeah. God.
You know? I mean, put that fire on the CD, though.
Yeah, exactly, right?
My grandmother learned how to use the YouTube app, so she listens to her Motown stuff on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
She'll be cleaning, and that's just it's just on YouTube now.
Dope. I introduced my stepdad to, because he's been using, like, Spotify and, like, Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And we bought him, like, a Bluetooth speaker for his birthday. So all you hear is, like, DMX, like, blasting in the bedroom. Stop! Drop! Like, and my mom's be pissed. She's like, I'm gonna turn that shit down. Trying to watch Love and Hip Hop.
It was a gift. It'd be rude if I didn't bump it.
Right?
He's like, yo, I just, you know, he be talking, yo, I could just put in the song and just play, man. You know, it's just, yo, that's just crazy. That's how he talks. That's just crazy, man. And I'm like, yeah, word, man. Yeah, you can do that now.
But I mean, like, isn't that how cable used to be? It used to be basic as, you know, fucking 100 channels, and then you had to pay for each and every other channel after that, right?
I still remember when HBO was channel 6 on Cablevision.
I remember 14, but channel I was in New York. I was in Jersey.
Exactly, so. Yes.
But what I'm saying is, when you talk about all of these streaming services, they about to do it the same way that it used to be. Everybody's going to need, you're going to have your base package of stuff from like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. And then you go and buy, you know, every other company that you actually care about, you know?
Yeah.
You want BET, you buy BET. If you want Disney, of course, Disney is got to get bought. Everybody's going to buy Disney.
Oh, but, yeah. It's like, yeah.
They offered a deal. I don't even remember what the deal was, but I was like, yeah, take my money.
All right. Before I say what I was about to say, Ant, what you think? I said, what you think?
I couldn't barely hear y'all.
All right, so let me re-ask the question. How you feel about cable? Like, do we need it?
To be honest, I think cable is kind of phasing out, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is.
Almost every channel that we grew up on have their own demand, you know, option.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch things with only Stars, they have the Stars app, and they have the HBO app, and they got Hulu, and they got Netflix. Yeah. So it's like, I think cable as a whole is slowly fading out.
Like, yeah, it definitely is.
And of course, we got so many Amazon bleep bleeps, you know, so you can really need cable like that. The only thing that we need today is good internet, and we're good.
But see, now the fucked up part is, the real reason cable is sticking around is because they the only ones with decent internet. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
If you could, if I could find a good internet that, you know, would be cost effective, where I don't have the option to pay $10 extra and get cable or whatever. You know, if I could spend like $80 on internet, I'm good.
Yeah.
Good. I can do without
it. I think, I know, like, Optimum is notorious for that. They try to get you the whole, oh, you want internet, but you could get the, you could get TV too. You could get the phone, you know what I'm saying? Yep. The triple play. And it's like, nah, I just want the internet. I mean, you know, you can make calls and stuff. I just want the internet.
I have the triple play, and I've never bought a house phone.
I don't know any millennial who has a house phone.
A who?
I don't know any millennial who has a house phone. Like, unless
it's
they
always
live, unless
parents'
they,
house phones.
You would still get a house phone?
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know any other people around our age who has house phones, unless they live with their mom and grandma or something.
Yeah. When I had a house phone, it was my father's phone.
Yeah.
I would get one in the form of an iPad.
In the form of an iPad. Oh, my
wow,
God.
I never heard that one.
Wow.
Like, what's the point of having a house phone though? Only thing you can get is like scam likely every day. But you won't be able to see it, like, you know what I'm saying, unless you get caller ID. Call from scam likely.
Wi-Fi wireless caller.
Sometimes I like to pick up the scam likely and be like, talk to me. Yo, how much are we talking? Okay. All right.
Oh my God. Yo,
how we gonna split that?
How we gonna split that?
Son, I can't even tell you the type of shit that I put the fucking telemarketers through.
Yeah.
Yo, telemarketer calls. Yeah, can I speak to Andre Rollins? Yeah. California Dreaming, how may we make your dream come true today? I had one woman actually ask me, what kind of business are you? Whatever your dream is, we try to make it come true. Whoa. Like, she actually was, like, genuinely tickled by that shit. I'm like, yeah. They're getting a sale.
Take my God.
Establishment.
That is hilarious.
Do you guys get the one with the Chinese ladies talking?
No.
No?
No.
Shit. I get that shit a lot. I get that at my job, too. Like, they be, like, they'll call the operator, and the operator, like, direct it to, like, IT. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, hello? And I'm not going to do the voice. You know. But you know what I'm talking about.
I was offensive enough for all of us today. So,
damn.
But I'm saying, like, when you talk about all of these channels that have their apps and stuff like that, mm-hmm. it's still, like, if they're normally cable channels,
yeah.
the only way that you get them without paying for them is using your cable login.
Right.
So, aside from that, it's like, you kind of, it's still the one of the best deals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, if I try to take cable off my bill right now and just leave it at internet and take the phone off too just because it's free,
mm-hmm.
It still would be like 120, you know? It only would save me like $20, so why not?
You
like,
know,
half of that is for the box.
Well, you know what you should do, man? You could get, because my roommate, he was able to get a deal with Verizon Fios, and we pay $63 a month for just Wi-Fi.
The fucked up shit is we can't get Fios in
that
area.
Not in that area.
Oh, shit.
Literally, we're here. Fios is right here. Over here.
Wow.
Yeah.
We get Verizon high speed, though. It's not fiber.
It's not Fios.
Fios, yeah.
It's not Fios.
Yeah. Hey, Aunt.
That Fios is the best?
Yes.
It is.
Yo, Aunt, do me a favor, man.
Yo.
Yo, get Verizon on the phone, man.
Huh?
Get Verizon on the phone, man. Tell him, come to Bed-Stuy real quick. Make a trip to Bed-Stuy. Visit.
Yo, text James Earl Jones real quick. He's like, yo.
What about the Xfinity gang?
Nah, bro.
Xfinity?
Xfinity?
Tell Verizon get out of Williamsburg for a second. Let me talk to him.
Is it Xfinity Verizon?
Xfinity is like, no, it's not Verizon. Comcast. I don't think so.
Comcast. There you go.
Yeah.
It was like, yo, this is updated. This is for the millennials. Comcast? No, Xfinity.
and they think it's like, oh shit, yeah, Xfinity. No,
I guarantee you, when they came up with that name, whoever came up with that name always did a hand motion when he said it, Xfinity.
Nobody cares.
Oh man, so
we are way off topic.
Right. So final say. Do we need cable?
Kill cable.
In certain instances.
What say you, Ant?
Netflix for the win.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
Even more, you got to mention Sling. Sling TV.
I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah. More and more, these like PlayStation and stuff like that. PlayStation TV.
Yeah.
Like there, it's all of these other ones coming up, and you know, calling all of these different channels and getting bundles together.
Right.
Like Sling is $25.
That's not bad.
$25 a month, and they got like three different packages.
Yeah, the little
the
packages.
Most that they cost is $45 a month, unless you know you add on mad extra stuff, which they still offer. So it's like, yeah, down with cable and the establishment.
That's true. It still feels weird when I go to my mom's house and like she has like DirecTV and she's like watching like the movie channels. It's like.
Mm. Like, wow. I mean, it's not weird to me. Like, I'm still in the middle. It's not weird to me. It was weird to me when I went to my cousin's house and there was no cable box, and I'm like, how y'all watch TV? Like, what's going on? Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, not having remember them days.
No, and I know she has like service, so it's like,
I know you're not missing nothing.
Yeah. You don't got a fat back no more. Like, all right. So we got three against Cable. What?
It's on Bleep Bleep. That's four against Cable, man.
Four?
Yeah, he just said Netflix would win.
Oh, I said I'm in between.
Oh, you're in between. Okay, yeah.
Yo, you are in between. You the only one here that's like really supportive of Cable.
I'm
like,
not really supportive of.
We don't even use anything. We don't even use it.
We do.
Let's cancel all cable and internet and use candles.
No.
What are you, a millennial?
You said I don't use the what?
On that note.
Oh, not me?
No.
My fault.
What you drinking, man? What you sipping on over there, man?
Is the car on?
I'm sipping on that white.
What?
Nah, bro. All right.
Nah,
bro.
On that note,
I think Sean, think you had some fly shit real quick.
Yeah.
Super fly. Real quick. I got some fly shit. First off, I just want to shout out Ice Cube, man. Like the Big Three. He's like I feel like he doesn't get enough props for like. Actually starting his own like basketball league, and he has all like these legends, you know, all stars from the NBA to come and play in this league.
Word.
But the fly shit also goes to Joe Johnson.
Yeah,
he's I think he's like the first player from the Big Three to go back to the NBA. Like he's wow. even he's gonna either join the Clippers, the Bucks, or the Sixers.
Nice. He's. I mean, like, he ain't too far removed, but that's still a big step because, you know, once you're on Big Three, people thinking, you know, it's basically over. You playing with Iverson and Stephon Marbury and
Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, like, Lance Stevenson?
No, that's nice. my fault. Steven Jackson, my fault.
There you go.
Yeah, Steven Jackson.
And Al Harrington.
Yeah. Still elite players, you know. Don't get me wrong. I watched some of the games. Like, you know,
yo, it's mad entertaining. And they got the 4-point basket and shit.
Yeah.
I like Big Three. Half court. Like, it's got its own rules. I like that shit.
Right. But, no worry, man. But, yeah, shout out to Joe Johnson, man. Yeah, I feel like he's, like, in the middle. He's, like, not totally out the league. And he's not fully in the Big Three. So, he's, like,
word.
Balls are in his court. But, yeah, shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, man.
Fly shit.
Oh,
you okay. Got some?
Go for it.
I got some fly shit. Shout out to Missy Elliott for dropping that EP.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Even though nobody's really talking about it.
No, Stephanie proved us wrong.
Don't worry about it.
Stephanie done. she had the receipts, man.
She had what?
She had the receipts.
She had the receipts.
Yeah,
look at your phone. She put bruh. All of the people.
Bruh,
I ain't hear nobody say yo, Missy dropped that hot fire, yo.
Bro,
in your circle.
MTV.
MTV, freaking Megan Thee Stallion, ETV News, like, get on Twitter.
She did win that award. I'm
the Vanguard, yeah.
I'm happy for that.
Yeah. Hop on Twitter.
I'm not even on Twitter like that.
We know.
But I don't even do this Twitter shit.
But you can't not be on Twitter and then be like, yo, nobody's talking about this. Like...
Has nobody put her single on the radio? Nothing.
I mean, that's...
You gotta listen to the radio, man.
True.
Sure.
Yeah. That could be the next question.
They putting Young Thug as number one? Come on, son.
Oh, that's number one what?
I think number one album.
Number one album.
Where? On the Billboard?
Yeah, on the Billboard.
Oh, okay, cool.
Billboard don't matter.
Wait. You know why? Because everybody was interested to see what a Young Thug album would sound like if J. Cole executive produced it.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Okay, we can talk about this.
J. Cole executive produced Young Thug's new album.
We can talk about this next episode.
Okay.
Because I'm interested. I don't even want to. Because I don't know why you didn't tell me this.
This
but
is
anyway.
All that I know.
All right. Well, this is officially a cliffhanger. So stay tuned for the next episode, man. I want to thank everybody for listening. Shout out to everybody, man. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Check us on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and the Anchor app. As I said, this podcast is sponsored by the Anchor app, the number one app to start your podcast, man. I am Sean Solo.
Anthony,
this stuff you know, Maddie got is.
It's Dre on motherfucking drums.
And we out.
Buddha bye. I did that before.
We're going to call y'all back.